Question for Ray. I know you want to talk about it, and we're going to get to it, but I just want to get to a couple of these really quick. All right. My understanding is that my student loan is just starting college. IBR, which is income-based reduction plan, for our listeners that don't know, is not an option for us. Do I still go with a Parent PLUS loan? So this sounds like a parent of somebody that's getting ready to go to college. Mm-hmm. What do they do with all of these changes coming down?
So, you know, it really depends on their financial circumstances. We would want to calculate for them whether or not it makes sense for them to borrow Parent PLUS loans, because they can, if their child is enrolling this fall, is that what she said?
No, she didn't say.
Oh, she's just starting college, right?
Just starting. Student. Okay. My student is just starting college, right? So probably in the fall, yeah.
So if they're enrolled, these are all new rules, so I'm still remembering them just myself. But if she's already enrolled this fall and has Parent PLUS loans, she'll be able to get the old loan limits, which is nice. But then when the loans go into repayment, for those loans, you guys are only going to be eligible for this standard repayment plan, which is quite expensive.
Great.
So we want to take a look at whether or not that's going to make sense to borrow up to those old loan limits, because you have to be prepared for a larger payment.
So should listeners like this texter call into your office and set up an appointment?
I really think now it's such an important time to have somebody on your side who is an advocate, who knows and understands the student loan laws and the changes to the regulations and how that will impact you, because it would be a huge shock mm-hmm. to take out Parent PLUS loans and then have a $3,000 or $4,000 monthly bill that you can't afford.
Can I break it down for somebody?
Yeah.
$100 in a student loan payment is the equivalent of about about a $10,000 to $15,000 mortgage. Okay? An $1,100 student loan payment is the equivalent of a $130,000 mortgage payment. So you're going from $10,000 to $20,000 mortgage payment under the current plan to a $150,000 mortgage payment, which is going to knock, why are you here? Because it's going to knock a lot of our listeners, their kids who take it out under their own names,
right,
and their parents who just take it out because we have to spend 40 to 80 grand to send Johnny and Sally, you know, hypothetical names through school, which is ridiculous in and of itself.
It is.
But we're not talking about that today, even though it's freaking completely ridiculous. But I just want to focus on that. Like, why is Ray on Home Sweet Home? Because that's why. Okay. We're talking $15,000 to $20,000 mortgages as opposed to $120,000 to $130,000 mortgage.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and depending on whether or not you are going to be approved for, let's say, refinancing or get approved for a mortgage, they're going to be looking at things like your monthly expenses. And if you have a huge student loan payment and then you're looking to refinance your mortgage, it's not going to work out.
Sarah?
Now, my husband is in college. He's going to be a senior. We have one loan. It's $10,000. Mm-hmm. What do you do with something like that when you're in progress, currently in school?
High five to Sarah marrying a 21-year-old, by the way.
Stop! No, he went back to school late. I love my husband. He's listening. Hi, Mike.
Is he in an undergraduate program or a grad program?
Yeah, he's in a teaching program, undergraduate.
He's going to be a teacher.
Yes. He's going to be a teacher. Okay, so what he can do is he can put his loans into in-school deferment, so no payments are due right now.
Right.
And then enroll in an income-based repayment plan, or there will be something called the RAP plan, which is going to be pretty similar. But the sooner he can get enrolled in an IBR, the better. How many more years does he have?
He'll graduate May 26th. So next spring.
Next spring. So, all right. So then is he going to be taking out more falls this
no,
or
no,
more,
we're,
more loans this
we're
fall?
Good. We just had one loan that we needed.
Okay. Yeah. So we should enroll him in the IBR now.
Now.
So that he is kind of grandfathered in under those old rules and doesn't get stuck with the new payment plan, which is not going to be as good.
That is so helpful.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I can help you with that too, just because it's not that bad. Yeah.
Got a couple of callers here. Okay. So let's go to, I know, and we'll listen, you're here all show, and we'll talk more for, we got like 15 texts that came in. Marie and Joliet, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. I wanted to ask about that program IDR for my granddaughter. I listened to Ray yesterday on John Williams, but I couldn't get in fast enough. So anyway, my granddaughter just graduated with her master's degree, and she starts her new job now in about a week and a half.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. Her first payment for her loan is due November, she tells me. So would she qualify for this new program?
Teacher Ray.
And so she graduates when?
She graduated.
She graduated.
She graduated in May.
Perfect. So what we can do is we can enroll her right now into that income-based repayment plan. She's one of the people, and I'm going to be reaching out to my clients to do this as well. If you already have federal student loans and you're not planning on borrowing anymore, now is the time to get enrolled in that IBR and get grandfathered in under those old rules. Otherwise, you're locked out. People don't realize how big these changes are going to be because they're not going to take effect until July 1st, 2026.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I called your office yesterday and they couldn't tell me anything, but I plan to call this week with her when I get her over here. And is that how we could enroll over the phone or
absolutely.
How do you do that?
So we can get you set up for a consultation. So what we want to do is take a look at her loan details and just make sure that we have all the information so we can give her accurate legal advice. And then we make a plan and strategy specifically for her and her loans.
Hey, Marie. What's your granddaughter buying you with her first check? You know, for being an awesome supporting grandmother. Just asking.
Hey, that's all I do is worry about my grandkids. I got 11.
Oh yeah, yeah. God bless you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to send you 2 Mr. Floor Cleaning products because I'm sure when they come over, they make a mess. And
you're right.
We're going to take your information and have Ray and her team follow up. Okay.
Thank you so much. I listen all the time. I love you people.
We love you back, professionally and respectfully, because my wife is listening, right? Could get a little weird. All right, hang on, Marie. Thanks for calling. 312-981-7200. 312. You know what we should do, Ray?
Yes.
What? You and I are going to come here on a Thursday night when I'm downtown. We're gonna commandeer a studio, and we're going to do a Zoom hall meeting in the WGN studios. We'll broadcast it. I'll set it up on my website, okay, because I've got some executive Zoom thing.
That'd be great.
And we'll do a Zoom call because we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
Jake wants to talk about fences and play sets over here, and Sarah wants to talk about concrete. We could go Ray Kaplan for another 2.5 hours, but it's not fair to the other experts. We're going to do...
You. There's a lot to go over. Yeah.
A town hall, a Ray Kaplan Zoom hall meeting. I like that. I just made that up. I'm going to trademark it. And we'll do it here in the WGN studios
one
night.
Great.
Done. Okay. We'll get that set up. 312-981. If our listeners want to reach out, what's the best number to reach you?
Reach us at 312-294-8989 or financialrelief.com.